Well, it's time for letters, and Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa joins me now to go over your feedback from this week's shows. Hey there, Adam.
Hey, Meghna. First week back, almost done.
Time does fly, doesn't it?
Well done.
Well, on Tuesday, we had a conversation about who we let out of prison early in Massachusetts, because a couple weeks ago, Woburn Police Officer John McGuire was gunned down by a repeat violent offender who was out on parole, and now the state legislature is considering a law that would make criminals like that ineligible for early release.
And that was music to the ears of John, who left this comment at WBUR.org/Boston. Repeat violent offenders shouldn't get parole, period. And then in parentheses, he writes, I'm a liberal Democrat.
Not that necessarily the two opinions are mutually exclusive,
but
John,
not.
We will take your word on that one.
Now, Richard Klein wasn't so sure. He tweeted, it's not clear to me. The parole board made an educated guess on if this guy was a threat to society. Doesn't mean the policy was bad.
And I believe at least one listener took issue with the whole way we framed the conversation.
Absolutely. So Keith says, there is little to no support structures for ex-offenders once they're out. This is the problem that is central to recidivism. Changing the law to make parole harder makes for good radio, good political campaigns, and job opportunities for correction officers, but has nothing to do with helping former prisoners reintegrate into society.
Well, on Wednesday, we talked to Gloucester's own Phoebe Potts, author of Good Eggs, a graphic novel about her struggle with infertility.
I imagine myself Shiva on the yoga ball, and all my arms are holding these different things. So one is holding my Smith College diploma, and I'm saying, I went to Smith. Another arm has a therapist couch. I untangled my issues in therapy. I recycle. I vote. I eat my greens. I go to yoga. And then the next panel is a full page with me standing on the earth, screaming into the heavens. So where's my baby?
Our listener Richard Lerner did not enjoy that interview. Listening to Phoebe Potts' self-entitled mewling about how she somehow deserved to have a baby was more than I could take. I wish for once a radio talk show host would bring up the fact that Massachusetts insurance policy holders are paying for these infertility treatment ego trips. Thinking that you need to create something with your genetic imprint is egotism in the highest degree.
We should say that Phoebe and her husband Jeff are now pursuing adoption instead, which they are finding almost as difficult and expensive.
Right, which sounds like that might be the topic of her next graphic novel.
Moving on. Well, yesterday we talked with David Cash, who is an Assistant Secretary of Environmental Affairs in the Patrick administration, and he told us about a new way of paying for auto insurance that the state is going to be piloting with some insurance companies this year.
Basically, right now, you pay your insurance in a lump sum, and that's related to your basic risk factors, where you live, the age of your car, your driving history. What this does is it takes that annual fee and it chops it up into a per mile charge.
Now, the state likes this idea because it would provide an incentive to drive less, thus reducing carbon emissions and traffic. And at least some insurance companies like it because, according to their actuarial tables, people who drive less are less likely to get in an accident.
That said, many of our listeners argued that pay-as-you-drive would unfairly punish people who don't have access to good public transportation. So Joe says, the poor economy has forced some of us to drive much further to find work, like across states. And then Joe goes on to suggest that instead of reforming insurance policy, what we really need is work-at-home technologies.
We did, on the other hand, have some listeners stand up for pay-as-you-drive.
Right. So Robert asks, if higher mileage drivers have a higher risk, then how can it be unfair for them to pay a higher premium? It may feel unfair to them, but under this proposal, higher mileage drivers would actually be giving up what is currently an unfair advantage. I look forward to this program, and the money I save will help me to pay for an electric-assisted bicycle.
Listeners, keep your feedback coming at WBUR.org/Boston. You can also weigh in on Facebook and Twitter. We're at Radio Boston. Adam, thanks so much.
See you Monday.
Well, it's time for our second break, but when we come back, are you the kind of person who'd be excited to see just about every model of early calculator lined up and in chronological order? Get ready to get your geek on at the MIT Museum this weekend. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.